This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, cracking addictive thinking to make space for abundant awesomeness. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're on a journey into your subconscious mind, through your weight struggle, and out the other side. What's our destination? Naturally slim and healthy living for every body, every shape, and every background. But take notice, this journey isn't about diet and exercise, and it has some serious positive side effects. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, with a hidden bonus of waking up to and deeply enjoying the rest of your life. It's about what I call sharing your soul's gifts. Are you ready? Then let's get down and go. Down inside of us, where all of the non-action action happens. Allowing yourself to sink inside, to simply go down, drift and ease, float down within your own awareness, your own experience. Allowing the outside world to fade away if you are in a situation where it is safe to do so. Otherwise, I highly recommend pausing and picking up at a time when you can go down inside safely. Just letting yourself relax deeper and deeper with every breath that you take. Perhaps you're already aware of how good it feels on each exhalation, each natural release. That happens countless times every day and night, that you can release a bit of tension or tightness, toxins, anything that's not needed. With just the slightest bit of intention and awareness, with your next exhalation, you could feel a wave of relaxation. A wave of relaxation from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And if you're thinking, why the heck are we doing this? I just want to lose weight and burn calories. Thank you very much. Did I tell you that I used to count calories for everything? I would calculate that if I were standing, I would burn more calories than if I were sitting. So I would stand as much as possible. I would tap my toe, keep myself in a state of anxiety or amped up, hopefully calorie burning. I remember thinking, I hope I can be cold because being cold burns more calories than being warm. This is what's called craziness. Not to mention, I had it all round the wrong way. I was busy going out when I should have been going inside to relax. I was amping when I should have been relaxing. Because as we know now, did you know this now? Turns out the body actually burns more calories when it's relaxed than when it's stressed. And of course, beyond that, given that my reaction to stress, my favorite go-to to relax, was food, by stressing myself out, I was actually setting myself up to overeat again. And the point of all this is that you can just sink inside now, just becoming aware of your own inner experience, floating down, letting go, releasing. Each time, that much deeper. Even if there are thoughts that come across your mind, notice how they float right on by. Just like in a parade, they come and they go. Give them your best royal wave as they pass by. And from this place within you, more relaxed than you were, and perhaps relaxing deeper and deeper throughout this entire episode, you may allow an intention, a wish, a desire to emerge from you now for this episode and this week on your journey. What's it going to be? How about to discover that you actually prefer doing and eating in a way that makes you feel good longer? In other words, what if you discovered, perhaps by accident, that you actually prefer, really prefer, it's better you choose it whenever you can, a healthy option that makes you feel great over time? If you found out that you had this preference in most areas of your life, maybe even all or almost all areas of your life, sure, you can save something if you want to have something to, you know, a little project to work on later. Or you could just apply this preference, enjoy, benefit from, revel in this preference all the heck over your life so that the next thing that you work on is something that you have yet to discover. Something at a higher level of evolution. Personal evolution, that is. One of those high-class problems. What's a high-class problem? Here's an example. What do I do with my fat clothes that are now too big for me? This is the kind of problem to aspire to. You can allow it to take the place of other problems that you've had in the past. Here's another high-class problem. I don't know what my hobbies and interests are beyond obsessing about my body and food. Now, this is a very fine problem to have. It would be a top pick for me, as a matter of fact, because it is so much fun to discover your hobbies and interests. They're probably right there at the tip of your tongue. Maybe you have a bucket list, a list of things that you would love to try, to see how you like, new experiences. Okay, so aspirational problems, problems you are aiming for. Kind of like, ooh, I have all this money, how am I going to invest it? What charities shall I support? Another fine problem to have. So there you go. Just in case you were worried about what on earth you're going to do with your mental and emotional and spiritual space, now that your weight struggle is a thing of the past, there's some food for thought. We've been talking about food addiction. And when you hear that term, what comes to mind? Gosh, there's a whole lot of belief baggage that goes with the word addiction. At least in my mind it does. Like hardcore, like no way out. Like, have it for the rest of your life. Like, beyond my control, it's my body, it's physiological. That is some heavy stuff, don't you think? And as you may know, I was one of those people who would sit around in the 12-step circle, raising my hand saying, "Hi, I'm Renee Stevens, and I am a compulsive overeater. I'm a food addict." That was my identity. And did I tell you about this? A couple years ago, I was invited back to a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. I hadn't been in years and years and years, but they asked me to come. And I said, well, you know my stuff, right? It's not 100% consistent. They said, oh, no, please come. We want to get a variety of ideas. So I went. And they're going around the room saying, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And it gets to me, and I can't say that, honestly. I said I used to be a compulsive overeater. Well, that was not popular. A big debate ensued. I was clearly a most hated person in the room by some members. I managed to stay through my talk and then went home and, well, I went and cried in my car. Cars are actually really good for crying in, I've discovered. Anyway, the point is that my beliefs today have evolved quite a bit because, in fact, I think I was addicted to food, especially to sugar and simple carbs, and I am no longer addicted. How do I know this? Because I can eat them and not really care about it. I can eat a little bit and be good with that. So I can absolutely say that it is possible to recover from food addiction because it happened to me. I did it. I can't guarantee that it is possible for every person on the planet, but I can say I have seen a whole heck of a lot of people recover just like I did because, well, I teach them to. Turns out a whole lot more is possible than we've thought when you have the right tools. Now, we were talking, I left you with the homework, and I don't know if you played around with this one. The question, what could be better than food? If there were something even better than food, would you be willing to change? It's a very thought-provoking, interesting question, don't you think? Because if there were something better that you craved and enjoyed more than food, would you want to have that instead? Would you like to upgrade? It's now time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will visit that exact question. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. I know many of you have listened to this podcast for years. I've been creating weekly episodes since 2007, available for free. It has truly been a labor of love and deep gratitude that so many find it so helpful and freeing. You know, my mission is to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, and I'm delighted that I'm making a contribution. Now, I have a favor to ask of you. My first book, Fulfilled, the 6-week weight loss plan for changing your relationship with food and your life from the inside out, is now available for pre-sales. It's the whole inside out weight loss program in a step-by-step, easy-to-follow, easy-to-read, detailed program. My dream is for it to make the bestseller list because if it does, so many more people will become aware of it and we'll be making huge progress in my mission. It turns out that pre-sales are key to making the bestseller list. The goal, to sell 10,000 plus copies by the first week of January. To do this, I need your help. If you plan to buy the book, could you please buy it now? You'll be among the very first to get it. And if you like Inside Out Weight Loss, could you please start to talk about the book Fulfilled online, on blogs, Facebook, Twitter, Spark People, wherever you go. Say whatever comes from the heart, short or long, encouraging others to check it out. The more people you reach, the more people we reach, and the more my mission becomes a reality. And as a thank you, I've got some wonderful bonus gifts for anyone who pre-orders. Visit my website at insideoutweightloss.com for the details. With much love and gratitude, it's me, Renee. We're back now. Before the break, we were exploring, playing with, dancing with the question, what if there were something even better than food? This question is kind of a big deal. I have asked it also about alcohol, and we could also ask it about other drugs, legal and illegal, like pot, for example. As you may have heard me say, pot is a really bad recreational choice if what you want is to be slim. And it turns out that for most of us addict types, addictive personality types, that means all or nothing thinking, people who tend to go over the top, it's a question that we never ask because our imaginations are taking a little food stupor nap or something. When I talk to a new client and ask them what it would be like to give up their food, their sweets, their chips, their whatever it is, even alcohol, there is often a sort of, oh my God, reaction. I mean, I like the idea of it, but in practice, in that moment, there is nothing better, or so they think. Of their experience, in their experience, the things that they've experimented with, food is the one that has done it the best. Now, that doesn't mean it's done it well. It just means that it's done it better than other things that they have experimented with in the past. Because it's quick and it's instant and you have control over what you put in your mouth. It's pretty cheap and it's fairly socially acceptable. So when we think about giving it up, we think, oh my God, I'm going to miss the hit. I'm going to miss the happiness that food has been giving me. And we forget to ask or don't think to ask the question, well, what if there were something even better? Now, that doesn't mean it's a one-for-one exchange. In other words, that doesn't mean that instead of a hit of food, you're going to have a hit of something else. But what it does mean is that considering the whole package of your day and of your life, if there were something even better, then wouldn't you prefer that? Because if you think about it, often there's a dip, there's a pain point before the craving. Somewhere around the time before a craving, there's some pain, and food looks like the savior because we're contrasting it to the depressive state we had before. In other words, there's a dip before the perceived high of the food. The food looks good by comparison to the dip or the yucky feeling, the pain. I hope this is making sense. It's like for smokers, the craving for a cigarette. There's this huge craving, and the cigarette seems to be the relief of the craving, and the smoker feels like they have to have the fix of the cigarette. But a non-smoker doesn't need the fix of a cigarette because a non-smoker is just more even, whereas a drop-off in nicotine or whatever it is that happens to smokers when they need a fix is takes you down lower than your baseline. So you need the hit of the cigarette to go back higher in comparison to the low. If I had a whiteboard in front of you, now I'd be drawing a line and a big dip down, then coming back up again, maybe a little bit higher than baseline, but not that spectacular. So I don't know how it would be even better, but what if there were something even better? Let me give you an example. The iPhone example. Now, if you have an iPhone or someone you know has an iPhone, you probably love it. I have yet to meet an iPhone owner who doesn't just love the thing. Or maybe you have an Android phone and you love all of the functionality. Or maybe you have a phone and you love having a mobile phone because before you didn't have a phone, you had to use landlines. But let's just say it's an iPhone because they're so sexy. Now, before you had an iPhone, if you had one, just go with me here, even if you don't. I don't have one, so I'm going with me. You had something else inferior. Not as nice, not as easy, not as snazzy, not as fun. Now, once you get the iPhone, do you start feeling nostalgic? Do you start pining away for the days when all you had was a phone that you could talk on? Or maybe you could text on it, but you had no graphical interface, no touchscreen. Do you start thinking, oh gosh, if I could just go back to the days before the touchscreen? No. You're not pining away for the old clunky technology. It just doesn't work that way. If you're as old as I am, you remember floppy disks. Does anybody ever get nostalgic for a floppy disk? No. Gosh, I remember typewriters, carbon paper, having my typing speed docked for errors, which I made many of. Okay, do I sound like a fossil now? Have I totally dated myself? No, I date my husband, not myself. Sorry about that. So here's the deal. When you upgrade, you're happy about it. When you get something that's really better, even if you couldn't imagine what it would be like before you had it. Example number one is the iPhone. We didn't even know how much we wanted it until we had it. So in a moment of reverence for Steve Jobs, here's a guy who makes us want and buy something that we couldn't even imagine before it existed. We definitely did not need it. And we pay premium prices for it during a recession. So how's that? You want a belief buster? There you have it. People do buy luxury goods during a recession. Okay, so back to the point, your imagination. If there were something way better that worked for you so much better than food ever did, that fulfilled you more than food ever did, then would you prefer that to food? If it were better in all possible ways, in other words, you could feel good in your body and you could be happier, wouldn't that be awesome? What's not to like? So when I'm with clients and we're doing our EFT tapping, if you don't know what that is, emotional freedom technique, explained in episodes 40, 39, 40, 41, something like that, an awesome tool. That's also explained in my forthcoming book, Full-Filled, F-U-L-L-F-I-L-L-E-D. We might tap on, even though I can't imagine letting go of sweets, even though there's no way I'm giving up my food or my favorite foods, it sure would be great if there were something even better. Even though I have no idea what that is, and it's even hard to imagine that it exists, if it did, that would be awesome. From a law of attraction perspective, that what if statement, that awesome, that energy, do you feel that when you say awesome, when you say, wouldn't that be amazing? Can you feel that rising energy within you? That is the attractive energy from a law of attraction perspective. That is the energy that just opens you up for unbelievable stuff that you haven't even imagined. And then you can just say, because if there were, I invite that in. Now, all of a sudden, do you know what you've done? You've created some space to play. You've opened up the realm of possibility. You don't need to know the answers just yet. You just want to create some possibility, some space for awesomeness in your life. And everyone needs to have abundant space for awesomeness in their lives at all times, don't you think? So there you have it. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Visit my website at insideoutweightloss.com. You'll find a preview for my new book called Fulfilled, F-U-L-L-F-I-L-L-E-D. Links to the podcast, the Yahoo group, all the resources that you've been wanting for an awesome journey to naturally slender. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.